Welcome to the Living Life on Purpose podcast with your host, Michael Mukunda Chandra Cohan, the founder of YourWellnessYogi.com and the Living Life on Purpose community. The Living Life on Purpose podcast is a show dedicated to inspiring people to achieve their goals and live their dreams to the highest potential. Life is short. Learn to live it on purpose. Inside all of us is a powerful spark of the divine, and yet as life's challenges grind and wear us down, many of us forget that inner spark. However, that spark never leaves us, and if we stray too far from it, we will be unhappy in our life. At Your Wellness Yogi and the Living Life on Purpose community, we are dedicated to helping you discover that inner spark in life. We offer a variety of life coaching packages that meet your needs and budget. We have group coaching, monthly mindfulness mastermind calls, and one-to-one coaching. Get started today and take advantage of our two free personal one-to-one coaching conversations by taking the Circle of Life quiz, a free life assessment tool that helps you reveal the big picture of your true dreams and paves the road for real personalized action plan to take control of your life. Visit yourwellnessyogi.com/life. Before we get started, I wanted to ask you a favor, to write us an honest review of our podcast. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find us on iTunes. Visit yourwellnessyogi.com/podcast and click on subscribe to open up in iTunes and write us a review. You can also write us a review on your device as you listen to the show by opening up the podcast app. Thank you and enjoy this week's episode, and I appreciate you listening. Hello, my friends. I wanted to do something new, and I wanted to start offering at least once a month a full-length podcast with me providing value and training so you can live your life more on purpose, because that's the whole point of the show. And so today, what I wanted to talk about is using mindfulness to enhance your life. There's no doubt that you have heard of mindfulness. It's difficult to watch the news, read a magazine, or surf the web without running across the topic of mindfulness. You've probably heard about all the wonderful benefits, but perhaps you're a little fuzzy about what it is actually. Everyone seems to have their own perspective. Many people know it's related to Buddhism, but who has time to go live in a monastery in Tibet or Sri Lanka? Do you need a meditation pillow to practice mindfulness? Do you need to wear a robe, chant, and meditate hours on end? Do you have to shave your head, swear an oath of poverty and chastity? The good news is that you don't need to do anything beyond having a willingness to slow down and focus. When you practice mindfulness, you feel better and realize numerous mental, physical, and spiritual benefits, and it won't even cost you a dime. Many average people are using mindfulness practices to accomplish amazing things, and you can too. The most fundamental aggression to ourselves, the most fundamental harm we can do to ourselves, is to remain ignorant by not having the courage and the respect to look at ourselves honestly and gently. So what is mindfulness? If you were to ask 10 different individuals for a definition of mindfulness, you will likely get 10 different answers. However, these two definitions of mindfulness are very well respected and commonly quoted. The intentional, accepting, and non-judgmental focus of one's intention on the emotions, thoughts, and sensations occurring in the present moment. And this is from Mindfulness Meditation for Substance Use Disorder, a systematic review. Or, mindfulness means paying attention in a particular way, on purpose, in the present moment, and non-judgmentally. And this is by Jon Kabat-Zinn. In practical terms, mindfulness is simply paying attention to your environment, activities, and thoughts. Ideally, your only thoughts are only of your environment and whatever you're doing. But if you do have another thought, the recommended course of action is to simply bring your attention back to the present. For example, if you're mowing the grass, thinking of cutting the grass, or those things you see, hear, smell, taste, and feel while you're doing it. Ideally, avoid thinking about your unpaid bills, relationships, the past, or the future, only what is happening in the present moment. The practice of mindfulness has been around for thousands of years, but it has only become a mainstream topic in the West over the last few years. This is mostly due to the amazing medical benefits that have been discovered recently. Unfortunately, and understandably, you might be confused about the difference between mindfulness and meditation. Mindfulness is simply being aware of what is happening right now without wishing it were different, enjoying the present moment without holding on to when it changes, which it will, being with the unpleasant without fearing it would always be this way, which it won't. The difference between meditation and mindfulness. We're all familiar with the image of the Buddhist monk or other spiritual folks sitting motionless on a big pillow in seemingly uncomfortable positions for extended periods of time. It might look interesting to some, but it's rarely described as fun. To a larger degree, meditation commonly involves removing external stimuli. Meditation is most commonly performed in a very quiet, subdued surrounding. There's little light, and after sitting motionless for a few minutes, there is a minimal amount of tactile stimuli. Thoughts are completely focused on breathing or some other simple object or idea. With meditation, the goal is to limit thinking and allow the higher functions of the brain to shine through. Removing most of the stimuli makes it easier to concentrate and focus. Mindfulness is similar to meditation, but different. Mindfulness is about fully living and engaging in the present versus allowing your mind to drift off to another thing. The goal is to limit your attention to your immediate environment. The belief is that it is only possible to live in the moment. If your thoughts aren't about your present moment, you're really not living. The benefits of mindfulness. Being mindful is beneficial in so many ways, and these benefits are only now being fully appreciated in Western Hemisphere. Mindfulness is being taught in prisons, schools, and the workplace. It's even being used to treat stubborn mental illnesses with great results. It's a truly universal tool. So here are some of the benefits of mindfulness. It is very relaxing. Consider that essentially all of the worry and anxiety you experience either about the past or the future. If your mind is fully engaged on the present, it's very difficult to feel bad. It's also nearly impossible to think about more than one thing at a time. However, it's still possible to switch back and forth rapidly between multiple thoughts. If you can control your thoughts, you'll relax and feel much better. Studies have shown that mindfulness training lowers cortisol and primary stress hormone. You'll also have greater self-control. Imagine being able to say to yourself, "The garage needs to be cleaned." Then imagine you actually do it without all the hemming and hawing that usually occurs. How great would that be? Mindfulness is excellent at removing the negative feelings associated with undesirable tasks. You'll be able to get all those things done that you currently can't stand doing, such as your taxes. It opens your mind. If you're truly being mindful, it's nearly impossible to be judgmental. Suppose you meet someone new of whom you normally wouldn't approve. Perhaps it's someone with a tattoo on his face. Or conversely, maybe it's someone wearing a suit or tie. Just imagine someone that wouldn't appeal to your based on appearance. In a state of mindfulness, you would notice the tattoo or suit or tie, but you wouldn't allow your thinking to go to the next step of judging the person. In our daily lives, most of us jump to conclusions. Many of those conclusions are even based on our own experience. Have you ever actually seen someone with a facial tattoo treat others poorly? Probably on TV. Imagine how many more people you would meet things you would see and experiences you would try if you stopped judging others. You'd learn so much more and your life would be richer. You'll sleep better. Studies have shown that stress-lowering properties of mindfulness extend to bedtime. Those that practice mindfulness have been found to have less activation at night. This is a fancy way of saying they feel less negative emotional upheaval at bedtime. Of course, that helps you sleep better. Other health benefits. The practice of mindfulness lowers the incidence of depression in multiple demographics, lessens feelings of loneliness, boosts the ability to fight colds, enhances weight loss, and decreases the odds of developing mental illness. Mindfulness even lowers blood pressure and increases the tolerance for pain. Those with irritable bowel syndrome found their symptoms to be reduced by over 40%. The health benefits are outstanding, and they're likely the reason why you're familiar with mindfulness. But for many, the other benefits are even more meaningful. It increases attention, regulates emotions, and enhances self-awareness. When fewer thoughts whiz through your brain, it's much easier to focus on the task at hand. And we've already touched on how negative emotions are reduced. Focusing on yourself and your environment will make you more aware of your thoughts and body. It has a positive impact on behavior. One study found that mindfulness increases compassion towards others and the likelihood of performing more do-good behaviors. Mindfulness can also help uncover the wonderful person lurking inside you. It lowers your medical bills. The health benefits derived from mindfulness can greatly decrease your medical bills. Mindfulness practically pays you. It helps students, prisoners, and those in the workforce. Unless you're retired, you'll likely fall into one of those categories. Students and prisoners both exhibit better behavior. Students have been shown to increase their standardized test scores. Mindfulness in the workplace results in using fewer sick days, boosts employee morale, and increasing work output. You'll start enjoying your job more and feel better about being there. It's challenging to think of another activity that provides more benefits, yet costs absolutely nothing. Mindfulness has the capacity to enhance nearly every aspect of your life. The greatest obstacle to mindfulness is our overactive mind. Too much thinking gets in the way. So what are the four obstacles of thinking? The biggest difference between humans and animals is the capacity to think deeply. How many minutes each day do you spend without a thought in your head? Even while you're sleeping, you're still thinking in your dreams. When do our brains get real rest? Meditation and mindfulness both provide relief to overworked and overstimulated brains. Our ability to think is amazing, but thinking isn't all it's cracked up to be. Thinking is probably causing you more harm than you realize. Think of these issues when thinking. The vast majority of our thoughts accomplish nothing positive. We rarely control our thoughts. While at work, we look out the window and see a balloon. That leads to thinking about the state fair we attended with our girlfriend in high school. Then, we're analyzing the reasons the relationship failed. All this thinking is prompted by seeing that one balloon. Most of our thinking is simply free association that distracts us from being productive. We're not very disciplined in our thinking, and we fail to use our brains in a way that's helpful. That wonderful brain capacity is going to waste. We also focus on the past and future. One leads to regret, the other leads to worry. Neither is helpful. Examining the past to reflect and make change is one thing. Ruminating and making ourselves miserable is another. Taking action to head off potential obstacles in the future is great. Worrying to the point of being paralyzed is worthless. Thinking becomes an addictive habit. Our thoughts distract us from boredom and other unpleasant mental states. We daydream when we're stressed. We worry because it tricks us into thinking we're doing something about the issue at hand. But keep in mind that it isn't possible to worry a problem away. Thinking can confuse our perspective. When we let our minds wander away from the present, we lose awareness of our situation because our emotions match the situation in our heads instead of being congruent with reality. If you're unable to sleep because you're thinking about a negative situation at work, it isn't the situation that keeps you awake. It's your inability to be present that's causing the negative thoughts. Excessive thinking robs us. Notice how a child interacts with the world. Sure, a child can think and ponder when the situation calls for it, but children are very connected to their senses. Children are extremely aware of what they can see, hear, smell, taste, and touch. You rarely see a child spacing out and living inside their head. However, it's common to see adults lost in thoughts while life is passing them by. Thinking is our greatest strength, but it can also be a major weakness. Intentional directed thinking is incredibly powerful. Undisciplined thought is a little more than a dust storm that blinds us from seeing the truth. Carefully choose the times you're going to let your mind work on solutions. So what are the 9 steps to mindfulness? Mindfulness is quite simple, but not easy. It's important to get started and begin making progress. It's a little like walking. There seems to be little progress until one day you stand up and suddenly you're walking. So I want you to practice these steps daily and watch your mindfulness grow. Be aware. This means to be aware of everything in your environment as well as everything you're doing and thinking. Keep your focus on the present moment. Avoid multitasking. Just do one task at a time. You'll actually get more done and it's much easier to be mindful. Be deliberate. Focus on what you're doing and perform the next logical step. Keep going until the task is complete. Be focused on the task rather than getting the task over with. If you're washing dishes, focus on washing each dish and keep repeating until all the dishes are washed. See how enjoyable this is compared to washing the dishes and whining to yourself about how boring it is or wondering how much longer it will take. Notice your feelings. If you think about it, emotions are nothing more than feelings that we've learned to label. When your body feels a certain way, you call it jealousy, happiness, fear, shame, and so on. Our brains don't have the ability to actually feel anything. That's why patients are frequently awake for many neurosurgery procedures. We rarely notice our bodies unless we're in pain or ill. This is a mistake. Our bodies are one of the primary ways we experience the world. Regularly take a moment to notice what each part of your body is feeling. Listen to others. What do most of us do while someone else is speaking to us? We think about what we want to say and wonder when we can say. See if you can limit your attention to what the other person is saying. You'll strengthen your relationship and make more friends. Mundane activities are perfect for practicing mindfulness. Simple activities make it easier for our minds to wander. It's easier to allow your mind to drift away while taking a stroll than it is while downhill skiing. Walking. Most of us walk quite a bit each day, but we rarely think about walking. We also don't pay attention to what's going on around us. Our thoughts are primarily on whatever it is we're walking to. While walking, notice what's going on around you. Feel the pressure on your feet. Feel the temperature of the air on your skin. Smell the air. Eating. We're rarely aware that we're even eating. I want you to try an experiment. Take an orange and eat it one piece at a time. Bite into it slowly and really take the time to savor each piece. Take a full 30 seconds for each segment. There's a 50-50 chance you won't even be able to finish the entire orange. It's really richer than you think. Avoid eating in front of the television or while listening to music so you can focus on your food and the people with you. When you're talking, talk. When you're eating, eat. Waiting in line. Maybe you find waiting in line to be especially frustrating. Notice the feelings and thoughts that arise while you're waiting, but avoid getting emotionally involved. Simply be a casual observer. Cleaning, mowing, and other chores. Walking and eating can be quite enjoyable. Cleaning and mowing the grass, not so much. But you'll find that the time is more enjoyable than you expect. Just focus on the tasks and avoid thinking about getting done. See how long you can focus before your mind drifts away. Set a timer for 5 minutes and clean the kitchen. When that's easy, try 10. See how long you can go. Learn how to regain control. If you find yourself unable to be mindful, there's a great trick to bring your thoughts back to the present. List 10 things that you see. It's preferable for you to list the items out loud. Describe each one with some detail. List all the things you hear, close your eyes, and really listen. Describe the smell in the air. Describe what you're feeling physically. It might be, my neck is hurting. I can feel the pressure of my feet on the ground. My belt feels tight. The air is cool on my skin. My body feels tired. Take a minute to notice your breathing. Count your breath as you feel the air moving in and out of your body. When you complete this exercise, your mind should be back in the present. Get enough sleep. If you're sleep deprived, it's more challenging to focus. Mental clarity and energy are vital components of mindfulness. Mindfulness is a rigorous mental exercise that requires attention, effort, and sleep. Notice the situation where you typically lack mindfulness. Is it during meetings at work? While driving? When you're bored during church? Develop a strategy for dealing with these situations. No matter where you go, you can learn something about yourself and mindfulness. There's no time like the present to begin your journey into mindfulness. It might seem like a big task, but every task begins with a few simple steps. Start small, but get started. All that's required is focus and persistence. Even if you only start with being mindful while brushing your teeth, it's a start. Pick up that toothbrush and spend the next 3 minutes thinking only of brushing. As with any challenging task, there are several obstacles to meet and overcome. So the obstacles of mindfulness and the recommended remedies. Although becoming more mindful can be challenging, you can be prepared if you know what to expect. Fortunately, all the common obstacles have solutions. Watch out for these potential barriers to mindfulness. Slow progress. While mindfulness is a simple concept, changing your mental habits can be extremely challenging for several reasons. Your current mental habits are meeting your needs on some level, even if they only make you feel better temporarily. Dropping these habits can result in discomfort, at least for a period of time, but the eventual gains are well worth it. Practicing mindfulness successfully will take some time. Be patient. Challenging life circumstances. The more uncomfortable your life is, the stronger the tendency to check out. It's much easier to be mindful when things are going well in your life. When things are challenging, it's much more difficult. We've all experienced this. For example, work is harder when you're having issues at home. Start small with tasks that aren't too uncomfortable. Adding discomfort on top of discomfort only increases the likelihood of a wandering mind. Remind yourself that being mindful during challenging times will feel better and greatly improve the odds of turning your life around. Focus on one thing and much of the mental clutter will likely vanish into the thin air. Attachment to mental pleasure. Some of us get great pleasure from fantasizing and remembering pleasant experiences from the past without realizing the cost of this type of behavior. Wouldn't it be much more satisfying to create new positive experiences rather than mentally reliving your only touchdown in ninth grade or fantasizing that you're a prince or a spy? Engaging in this type of behavior accomplishes nothing. The wasted time and not living in the present only adds to the chaos of your life. Worry. When your mind is overstimulated, it can be challenging to settle down. Although you might be unhappy with your current situation, mentally hopping around to find a more tolerable reality isn't a long-lasting solution. Create a plan that will solve the source of your worry. Focus on the first step with all the mindfulness you can muster. When that's completed, move on to the next step. Then keep going until you're finished. Lack of consistency. Mindfulness is a bit like exercise. If you only do it once in a while, you won't see the expected results. It's important to be diligent each day. Only regular practice will result in attaining a high level of mindfulness. Pick a few tasks you do every day, like brushing your teeth, getting dressed, and driving to work. Work on your mindfulness with just these activities. Once you've made mindfulness a habit, expand your new skill to other aspects of your life. Doubt. Achieving mindfulness seems a bit vague until you've actually experienced it. It's common to believe that you won't achieve it. You might be concerned that you're doing something incorrectly. Rest assured that it's a simple skill that takes time to develop. You've already learned to do far more complex and challenging tasks, such as walking and talking. You're almost certain to come across at least a few of these obstacles in your mindfulness practice. The key is to notice them and take appropriate action. If you can avoid becoming frustrated, you've already won half the battle. The practice of mindfulness is powerful and free. You need nothing besides yourself to become mindful. The numerous benefits are supported with scientific research. What other techniques can be used to help sleep issues, irritable bowel syndrome, anxiety, hypertension, attention deficit disorder, borderline personality disorder, and insomnia? It can even boost your happiness, confidence, and overall sense of well-being. Best of all, it doesn't cost a penny. In fact, it actually saves you money. Mindfulness is remarkable. Take advantage of the many resources, especially the free ones. Even if you're financially strapped, you can still locate the information you're looking for. Whatever you're planning on doing for the next 10 minutes, see if you can stay totally focused on that task. Go without allowing your mind to stray. Get ready, get set, go. Thank you for listening to the Living Life on Purpose podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes and write us a review. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find us on iTunes. Links to our sponsors and other tools can be found in our show notes, along with other useful information. For more information on our yoga and coaching classes, please visit our website at yourwellnessyogi.com and please sign up for our newsletter. Life is short. Learn to live it on purpose.